This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh.
Hello, one and all. Once again, yes, it's me, Ben Simmons. It's the show that goes like this. It's just gone 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday. It's the 19th of January. But you knew all that, right? That is why you're here. Thanks to everybody who's tuned in right from the start. Remember, last week, you were rewarded for tuning in right from the start. That was in the Legend of the Week award. So, you know, it does pay dividends to be here from the beginning. Yes, it's a 2-hour show. In these days, who sticks with an entire radio show for 2 hours? Who on earth has that level of dedication? Is it you tonight? If it is, absolutely phenomenal. If you only dip in and out for the odd 5 or 10 minutes at a time, then I can't be bothered with you. No, of course I can. However you choose to listen to however much of this show, I'm very glad that you do so. And thanks for being here once again. Hope your Tuesday evening's treating you well. Huge thanks to Georgia Frampton for another great drive time show. Loving the 80s vibes as I was driving in there. And a bit of Jess Glynn to play out with. Whenever I hear that song, Hold My Hand, though, I just think of holiday adverts now. It makes me want to go on holiday. Anyway, thanks to Georgia. It was her birthday yesterday. Happy birthday for yesterday. I did wish her happy birthday on our station messaging app, but wanted to say it broadcastably as well. And lots going on today. Haven't referred to this for a while, but regular listeners will know I like to celebrate wacky holidays that occur on the day of the broadcast, and there's a few weird ones today. It's National Popcorn Day. We can't go to the cinema. Everyone associates the cinema with popcorn, don't they? But you can get popcorn from the shops and enjoy it. You can put a movie on at home and eat popcorn and feel like you're at the cinema. If you've got a big enough TV, or if you've got a small TV, just sit really close and damage your eyes. Don't do that. I'm not advocating that for a second. It's also Good Memory Day. At least I think it is. I might have read that a few days ago. I can't quite remember what it said. Ha! Bit of irony there right at the start. It's Good Memory Day today, yes. And for all those people that thought it was necessary to storm the Capitol building in America a little while back, they'll probably enjoy this. It's Gun Appreciation Day today. I'm not going to say anything about it other than it exists. There we go. Gun Appreciation Day. Brilliant. Also, for all you budding witches out there, it's Brew a Potion Day. So, again, I'm not advocating just going around your house putting loads of weird things together and trying to make a potion. I did that when I was a kid and didn't understand why my mum came running in panicking, thinking that I'd mixed the likes of bleach and antibacterial sprays together with, I don't know, shower gels and face washes and things like that. Not appreciating at the age of about 4 that there could be some adverse chemical reaction. Yes, but it's Brew a Potion Day if you want to do that kind of thing. I might tell you some more wacky holidays as well a bit later. But what the whole show is going to hinge on tonight is not a particular day. It's a week. Because this week that we are now a part of, that started yesterday, is National Juice Week. That's not the score of 40 all in tennis. It's fruit juice, J-U-I-C-E. So yes, National Juice Week. All the tracks you're going to hear have been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners in the past couple of days in the run-up to the show. I think it's fair to say my social media has veritably blown up with this. We've had over 60 song requests for tonight's show. Obviously, I can only fit in around about 20, and some of them were frankly ridiculous. Some of them a bit tenuous, but we don't worry about those kind of things here on the show that goes like this. I love a tenuous link every now and again, but it has to be fruit related because it's National Juice Week. Therefore, let's go back to the 60s and let's start off with something that's pretty obvious when we think about fruits. And don't get into that whole debate of is it really a fruit or not. We may deal with some fruit facts later on in the show. Here are the Beatles, Strawberry Fields. They're not technically a fruit to all you picky people out there, but they go on forever.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean a yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Field. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Beatles getting us going on the show that goes like this tonight with a bit of Strawberry Fields. And yes, for all you pedantic people out there, of which I am usually one, but bearing in mind I've prepared this show, I'm letting it go this evening. A strawberry isn't technically a fruit. It isn't technically even a berry, if you're going by botanical definitions, because yeah, berries have their seeds on the inside, don't they? So, there we go. I don't know. It's all very strange with strawberries, aren't they? Apparently, they produce a pseudo-carp from the flower of the strawberry, which is a kind of false fruit. It's not technically a fruit. It's not technically a berry, but it is, isn't it? You know, to all intents and purposes. Strawberries are marvellous. Strawberries and cream in the summer. Strawberry, a trifle without a strawberry. You know, so many things are strawberry flavoured. We think of them as a fruit, although strictly they're not. But there we go. Think I've dealt with that. Think I've now glossed over it. Any more talk of strawberries not being fruits is not going to be heard on tonight's programme. And I should remember to attribute the tracks that we've played to the people that suggested them. That was quite a popular choice when faced with tracks that link to National Juice Week and fruits. Paul Milton, Fiona Nesbitt and Nick Ashton, all independently of each other, requested The Beatles and Strawberry Fields. So thanks to all of you guys. See, that's what happens tonight. You have to tune in to find out if your suggestion has made it into the show. And if it has, you get a little shout out like that. Simple as that. And Paul Milton's going to get another one now because he's fabulously straight on the Mixcloud live video feed via our webcam into the studio. Asked me if I'm keeping well. So yes, if you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat at the box on the side. If you don't, you can still see me in all my, in inverted commas, glory here in the studio this evening, here on Phoenix FM. So yeah, Mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM, you'll see our logo, you'll see the feed, go for it if you are in that way inclined. And if you just want to be in touch and not too bothered about video feeds and webcams, it's Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And feel free to get interactive. I love it when people do. And I've loved all your song suggestions in the run-up to this show. Been one of the biggest, well, it's caused a lot of interaction, let's just say. And I love that. I heartily embrace all interactions on this program. So thanks once again. Right, let's get more music on. More music suggested by you. More music that is fruit related. Get ready for a lot of fruit tracks up until 8 o'clock this evening here on 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com. Thanks to Barry Liptrot with Linger. It's the Cranberries. Cranberries and Linger.
Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this. Great to have you here at just coming up to 20 past six on the 19th of January. Starting to stay a bit lighter, a bit longer, isn't it? Not quite as depressing as when it's getting dark at 10 to 4. I reckon you're okay till about half four now. I've been doing a job during lockdown where you have to deliver things to people's houses. It's been fine in the light. When you get a later shift where you've got to go on till about six at night, last five or so deliveries, you can't see people's door numbers. Does anybody think about that when they're putting a door number on their house? Will delivery drivers be able to see this when it's dark? I bet people don't. Anyway, enough rambling about that. That was the Cranberries and Linger, thanks to Barry Liptrot. Many of the tracks, well, in fact, all the tracks you hear tonight, bar one, have been suggested by you lovely Leg End listeners. And it's been really fabulous of you to get in touch and do just that. Now, as promised, some interesting facts about fruits will come up in between the tracks on tonight's show. So, bear in mind I've done exhaustive research, as ever, for this programme, quite clearly. One particular website I looked at in the run-up to this show said, here are some mind-blowing facts about fruit. I think they were exaggerating, because they're just facts about fruit. None of them made me go, oh my God, I didn't know that. I cannot believe it. My mind is blown. No, none of them did that. But some of them made me go, oh. So, you know, by my reaction, I think that kind of sums up how you should feel. What about this? Not all oranges are orange. I know what you're thinking. Crikey. Not all oranges are orange. The world has gone mad. Apparently, in subtropical regions like Brazil, which is the country that grows the most oranges in the world, there are never temperatures cold enough to break down the chlorophyll in the fruit's skin, which means it will retain a yellow or green, even, colour when it's ripe. But because consumers in America and the UK can't fathom such a phenomenon as a green orange, it's not really in the name, is it? And then you get them confused with limes. Let's not go there. Because consumers can't get it, imported oranges get treated with ethylene gas to get rid of the chlorophyll and turn them orange. Isn't that crazy? Some of the oranges we've got in our supermarkets wouldn't naturally be orange. They would be green or yellow, like some other citrus fruits we all know and mildly enjoy. So there you go, don't say you don't learn facts here on the show that goes like this. Now then, time for more music. Time for music suggested by a lady in the northwest of England. Thanks to Jane Bailey, we've now got Harry Styles and Watermelon Sugar. Even Harry is obsessed with strawberries.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar. Strawberries on a summer evening, baby, you're the end of June. I want your belly and that summer feeling, getting washed away.
Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go it sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Harry Styles, bit of Watermelon Sugar. So, yes, thanks for being here. Thanks for keeping it here. And many of you are doing tonight. Yes, we're in lockdown three. It doesn't really feel like lockdown one or two to me. Feels like some people aren't taking it as seriously. Have you noticed the change in tone of all the radio adverts and TV adverts? It's now getting a lot more serious, isn't it? I think they've realised a lot of people didn't seem to be all that bothered, and they've got to do something about the numbers in hospital, the numbers of infections. They're trying to be a bit more aggressive in the tone. That's what I've noticed. And let's be honest, I was furloughed in lockdown one. I was made redundant at the end of lockdown two. I've got a new job for lockdown three. So lockdown one, happily abided by the rules, didn't do very much. Lockdown three, I'm a key worker. I'm allowed to go out and drive around and deliver things. So it feels like I'm doing far more this lockdown. Anyway, just thought I'd share that with you. Hope you're okay. Hope your Tuesday evening's treating you well so far. What's that? You want more mind-blowing fruit facts? Okay, well, I'm going to give you some interesting fruit facts. It's up to you, really, whether your mind's blown by them. What about this one? For all you sci-fi fans out there, most commercial fruits are clones. I'm not going to play that every time I do a fruit fact. I've just got overexcited. Yes, apparently, when you actually look at supermarket displays of perfectly identical apples, oranges and peaches, etc., it's because producers want specific varieties of fruit to remain perfectly consistent without lots of unpredictable genetic mutations you would get with old-fashioned fruits growing on trees if we just let them all fall down or grabbed them all and put them in the shops. They'd all look slightly weird and wacky and different. So, yes, they've cloned certain fruits. So they all look the same and they all look acceptable for human consumption like that. Not sure if that's good. Then you get all this GM business going on. Is it right? Is it wrong? Who knows? What else can I tell you about fruits? Well, we're going to deal with whether things are or aren't fruits later. But what about this? Technically, avocados, aubergines, green peppers and okras are all fruit. Yes, how can aubergines be a fruit? They're a vegetable. How can green peppers be a fruit? They're a vegetable. It's utterly, utterly ridiculous to me. Well, there we go. We'll deal with more later in the show. We'll try and come to terms with what makes a fruit and what makes a vegetable and what makes us like to eat them regardless of what they are. Okay. Let's have some more fabulous tunes, shall we? As we will, guaranteed, right up until 8 o'clock tonight on the show that goes like this. Here comes another one. Remember, all the tracks you hear tonight, they don't all count themselves in. It's nice when they bother. But all the tracks you hear tonight link to fruit in some way and have been suggested by you lovely Leg End listeners. Just as Adam Ludwell did with Prince and Raspberry Beret. Bet that tastes weird. I was working part-time in a five and dime. My boss was Mr. McGee. He told me several times that he didn't like the kind, cause I was a bit too leisurely. It seemed that I was busy doing something close to nothing, but different than the day before. That's when I saw her. Ooh, I saw her.
Scalia. I put on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast day never turned me on. Something about the clouds and her mist. She wasn't too bright, but after the way she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She was a raspberry footprint, kind you find in a secondhand store. You feel like a movie star. This ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. I tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. Cause baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was then.
Prince and Raspberry Beret there.
Phoenix FM.
That was suggested by Adam Ludwell. That's how that has made it onto the show tonight, because Adam Ludwell took the time to suggest on Facebook that just that happened. So marvellous. Hope you're doing well. It's just gone 6:30 on the 19th of January. This is Phoenix FM, available on 98.0 if you're in the area, Brentwood, Billericay, or the surrounding areas of Essex, South Suffolk, North Kent, East London. Or if you're anywhere else in the whole wide world, phoenixfm.com, or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. If you're that way inclined, there's even an app as well. And you can go onto our blog pages on the Phoenix FM website and download shows to your own device to listen to them at your heart's content. So heartily recommend giving that a try as well. It's all going on here on the show that goes like this tonight. And in half an hour's time, we are bringing back Ben's Impossible Question. That's not the Impossible Question jingle. Fans of the Impossible Question will be going, why hasn't he played the Impossible Question jingle? I was playing the fanfare to welcome it back. All right, we're playing the fanfare, then we're playing this. We'll be doing this in about half hour.
Not true. That's impossible.
Fruit-related impossible question, could there be? Oh, yes. Stay tuned. Good to have you along. Good to have you tuned right now. Don't tune anywhere else. Unless you're eating tunes, then it's entirely acceptable. Right, time for another one. Time for another one that was suggested by a couple of people on social media. In particular, the fabulous Greg Ash Ashton. If they'd have known they were going to get loads of royalties because of a razor for shaving your legs, if you're a woman or a man, would they have released this song in the 80s, or would they have delayed it a little bit? It's Bananarama and Venus. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
In case you weren't sure who the band was, and I know many of you will have known instantly, and you're wondering why I played Venus to link to fruits and National Juice Week, it was Bananarama, of course. Yeah, you don't get banana juice, all right. But you get banana-flavoured milk, don't you? Banana milkshakes are very popular. So, yeah. And, you know, juice is in the name of the week. The link between the music here on tonight's show is it has to link to fruits in some way or another, which that did. Well done, Greg Ash Ashton, for suggesting it. You absolute legend. Although, maybe you're a legend. You haven't been legend of the week for a little while, have you, sir? You need a bit of an effort. And there will be an opportunity to be my legend of the week again tonight that will link to Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
Not going to reveal the question until the second hour of the show. You'll have to keep it here, 98.0 FM or phoenixfm.com and the Listen Live link. However you're doing so, don't go anywhere. Ben's impossible question coming up just after 7 o'clock. And many of your track suggestions coming up throughout the rest of the programme as well, such as the following effort from the fabulous Charlotte Mulcair. It's just got that vibe, hasn't it? Like their other work. Do you know what it is? It's a track called Orange Crush. They're not losing their religion. This is R.E.M.
Follow me, don't follow me. I've got my spine, I've got my orange crush.
Follow me, don't follow me.
I've got my spine, I've got my orange crush.
We are agents of the free.
I've had my fun, and now it's time to sell your conscience. Overseas, coming in fast.
Phoenix FM.
That was Rapid Eye Movement, or REM, and Orange Crush. This is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this. Great to have you along. And I'm going to hit you up with some more hard-hitting, heavy fruit facts. Not heavy fruit facts. I wonder what the heaviest fruit is. I'm going to have to look that up now. Let me make a note or I'll forget to do it. Heavy fruit. Now, I've just written it down. If I forget to do it now, you can hold me accountable. who cares? Right, now, we were talking about cloning fruits. I didn't really go into it in great detail. I've read up a little bit more about it. Apparently, if you ate a particular apple and planted the seed, the tree it grew would produce apples that looked and tasted nothing like the original. So instead of planting seeds, growers attach a cutting from the genetically desirable tree onto an existing branch or sapling, so the grafted bit produces apples genetically identical to those on the tree it was cut from. Apparently it's a procedure that's carried out all over the world, grafting, so that you get genetically more desirable fruit more frequently. There you go. Did you know that happened? Do you care that happens? What about this? Now, everybody likes a melon, but this is ridiculous. Japanese Yubari cantaloupes are the most expensive fruit in the world. Two melons, it doesn't say what state they were in, I guess they must have been edible. Two Japanese Yubari cantaloupe melons once sold for $23,500 at auction. For two melons, what was so good about them? You know, that is unbelievable. Doesn't give you any more details as to why they sold for that amount of money, why they were particularly fabulous, but two melons in Japan, $23,500, that's all you need to take away from this segment of the show. Wowzers. And I don't say wowzers very often. Let's just leave it right there. Let's get more music on. Now, Charlotte Mulcair suggested REM. Dan March has suggested Black Grape. Well done, Dan. Good suggestion. Thanks for getting involved. One of the many that found fruit-related music. First half of the show, obvious fruit tracks. Second half of the show, a bit more tenuous. Black Grape comes under the obvious heading in my book, called Ben's Book of What's Obvious or Not. Black Grape, In the Name of the Father.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
There we go. Black Grapes, clearly a fruit, and suggested by Dan March. So made it into the show. Well done, sir. Now, huge thanks to Ellie from Beckles, who's done a bit of exhaustive research for me to add to my own exhaustive research, telling us why Yubari melons are so expensive, or Yubari King melons. What was it? 23 and a half grand a pair of melons sold for. Apparently, just like Kobe beef or champagne, the fruit can only be produced in a certain region in order to be named Yubari. And the reason that Yubari King melons are such a delicacy is due to their sweetness, apparently. And that was reported in 2017. Thanks to Ellie from Beckles. A couple of people messaged asking where I went during that last track. Obviously keeping tabs on me on the webcam feed in the studio. Well, just to, what's the word? Satiate your desire to know. Is that the word? Yes. Don't know where that came from. I went into the kitchen and made myself a cup of tea. So, you know, let's be exceedingly verbose in order to describe what happened. Yes, kitchen, tea, enjoyed. Well, I haven't drunk the whole cup. If you want proof, get on the webcam right now. Here's me holding a cup of tea. There's about a 15-second delay, so if you go to mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM, if you can type unbelievably fast, and find the Phoenix FM logo, click on it now, and it loads up on your screen by now, you might just see me holding up that cup of tea. I'm not going to hold it up in perpetuity. Anyway, gosh, what on earth is going on with the verbosity tonight? All you wordsmiths out there must be loving it. Anyway, thanks for being here on Phoenix FM. On the show that goes like this, it's 10 to 7. Time for more fruit-related music. Here's an all-time classic. I love tracks when you just know instantly from the intro what's coming. And if you know you enjoy it, you're excited. Huge thanks to Gareth Evans in Milton Keynes, who wanted to hear it through the grapevine just like the rest of us with Marvin Gaye.
Phoenix FM.
Thanks to Gareth Evans, that was Marvin Gaye. They heard it through the grapevine. Fruit-related music here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM, because it's National Juice Week all this week. Enjoy your juices. What's the most popular juice out there? Orange juice with bits or without bits? Could have done a hotly contested poll. Haven't set that up. But other juices are available. Apple juice, quite popular. And in its alcoholic version. Pineapple juice, less popular, I feel. Cranberry juice, quite healthy. Good for cleaning out your insides, apparently. If you want to share your favourite type of juice, feel free to send me a message. That would be marvellous. If you want more hard-hitting fruit facts, stay right where you are, because another one's coming up. Cherry farmers hire helicopter pilots to air-dry their trees after it rains so the cherries don't split open. What about that? Utterly ridiculous fact. Pilots get paid hundreds of pounds a day to be on standby during the summer in case it rains, and in America, hundreds of dollars a day. Trees may need an emergency blow drying. Farmers who raise delicate, expensive fruits like cherries don't want them to split and then not be worth as much money. So if it rains and the rain could damage the delicate fruits, they hire helicopter pilots to fly above the cherry orchards and dry off the trees with the downdraft of their propellers. There you go. That is genuinely true. Apparently, it's quite a dangerous job because they have to go quite low. Pilots are often injured in orchard crashes. Can you imagine that? Reason for death on a death certificate. Crashed helicopter whilst trying to dry some cherries. That would be when we go, no, it isn't. Put the real thing. No, unbelievably, that happened. Anyway, let's move away from cherries momentarily to wish John Chubb a happy birthday. How on earth does that make sense? How on earth does that link? Well, John Chubb is a fellow Phoenix FM presenter, regularly does the Saturday sports show, like the legend that he is. And it was his birthday recently as well, 3 or 4 days ago. What is it with Phoenix presenters and January birthdays? Georgia Frampton, John Chubb, anyone else I don't know about? Anyway, happy birthday to John as well. He suggested on our Phoenix FM group on Facebook that I play Blackberry Way by The Move. Go ahead, John. What am I supposed to do now?
that I said. What am I supposed to do now?
Like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
That is quite literally the truth. And that was Blackberry Way by The Move, suggested by John Chubb earlier on the Phoenix FM group on Facebook. Don't panic if you're not a member of the group. You can join it. It's open to all. It's not just for Phoenix presenters. It's for everybody. We do have our own Phoenix FM page. There is interaction on everything. And then presenters have their own pages as well, like I do, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. But the Phoenix FM group is there. It's available. Things are frequently shared there too, so don't panic. And yes, that was Blackberry Way by The Move. And who thought, well, originally you thought it was about fruit. They were actually referring to those electronic devices with the keyboards, the Blackberry phones. They weren't referring to that. It was before those. Okay, let's move on. Why has my voice gone funny? Right, I'll move away from that ridiculous voice. I'm slightly losing it at points tonight, but I'm enjoying the fact that I'm losing it. Just go with the flow. That's my motto. I told you I'd share with you some other wacky holidays that are celebrated today. Well, aside from, what did I already tell you? It was National Popcorn Day, Gun Appreciation Day, Brew a Potion Day. It's Printing Ink Day today, so, you know, tricolour or black, whatever is your preference, enjoy your new cartridge of printer ink. It's also Tin Can Day today, so maybe have some of that tinned food that's been in a cupboard for months. And slightly more excitingly than those things, it's New Friend Day today. So, you know, have a look on your social media. Requests that have come in, whether it may be the day to accept them rather than to just callously leave them hanging on again and again. You get suggestions, don't you? And you're like, do I know that person? It says I've got three mutual friends, never seen them before in my life. Don't make them a friend then, but do today because it's New Friends Day. I think I'm in danger of rambling again. Anyway, those are all the holidays it's worth sharing with you today. And most importantly, it's National Juice Week. So, yes, we're sticking with the fruit theme that's been permeating the show this evening. What about this as a wacky fruit fact? The apple you are eating might be a year old. I'm not happy about this. But apples for sale in stores and farmers markets aren't... Well, hang on. Apples are for sale in stores and farmers markets all year round, even though their harvesting season only lasts a few months. How is that possible? Well, we have increasingly sophisticated cold storage technology, meaning that the crisp, juicy apple you're eating, say in August 2020, could have been harvested in October 2019. So, yeah, a good 10 months previous. Outrageous, that's what I think. But, you know, does it really matter if it still tastes nice? And if you go, that was a juicy apple. Who cares if it's 9 months old, 10 months old, even 12 months old? If it's gone brown and rubbish, then I care. Then I may consider complaining. Right, here's the last track you're going to hear that is directly linked to fruits. After this, it all gets a little bit more tenuous, which I find slightly more enjoyable. But thanks to Vicky Boswell, here's a little bit of Fat Domino.
I found my thrill. Blueberry Hill. see. But all of the vows you made were never to be. So we're apart. You caught on me still.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you feeling fruity tonight? I hope you are. It's the 19th of January, it's 7:05, and it's National Juice Week all week. And I'm celebrating that by playing tracks that link to very many kinds of fruits. And lots of your suggestions have made it into the show so far tonight. Thanks to everybody who's got involved in one way or another. But I did promise in the second hour of the show we'd do this.
Not true. That's impossible.
Oh, yes. Ben's impossible question is back. I'm just sharing it back to the top of my newsfeed on my Facebook page, so as many people as possible can try and answer. So if you want to be Legend of the Week tonight, the winner of Ben's impossible question will also be my Legend of the Week. How's that for an incentive? Get involved. Right, my impossible question is this. How many items of fruit are in my house right now? Now, of all the impossible questions, this is possibly the most impossible, because it was vaguely possible to know distances when I've asked how many miles away I am or have been on holiday, etc. It's been vaguely possible to be incredibly good at maths and work out some of the difficult sums I've requested. But only my wife will know how many items of fruit are in my house right now, and even she could miscount. So, yes, I counted the number of fruit items in my house before I left home. Because, yes, believe it or not, I planned this question. And therefore, there is a post on my Facebook profile which says, comment here, how many items of fruit are in my house right now? Only if you comment under that post in the correct place are you eligible. Do you put a successful answer? All the answers will be looked at before I go off the air. Whichever answer is the closest will earn the person that sent in that comment not only the correct, well, or the closest to Ben's impossible question, but also my highly coveted Legend of the Week award. And just to clarify, I'm talking fresh fruit, so tinned peaches don't apply. And I haven't got any tins of peaches anyway. How many items of fresh fruit? And let's be clear, a bunch of bananas is not one item. Oh no, it provides you with 4, 5, maybe even 6 bananas, say. Are there any bananas in my house? That's for me to know and you to guess. Oh yes. So, you know, we are partial to bits of fruit in our house. How many items of fresh fruit are in my house right now? Get yourself onto Facebook. It's been shared to my radio page as well. I'm going to do that once again just to make sure. It will definitely be available to all. And I desperately want you to try and come up with an answer. And whoever gets the closest will be the winner of Ben's impossible question and also Legend of the Week tonight. The excitement's building. I like to think some of you are on tenterhooks. And also, after the next track, Paul Milton's been in touch on the Mixcloud chat box and suggested what might be the heaviest fruit out there. Thanks to Paul, he reminded me. I almost would have forgotten to even look, even though I wrote it down earlier. What the heck's going on? So, yes, I'm getting all kinds of messages coming now to pictures of fruit in books count or cards or on fridge magnets or paintings. No, they don't. Just actual items of fresh fruit in my house. It's an impossible question. It's not meant to be easy. You've got to guess. Who on earth knows other than me? Possibly only my wife. Ben's impossible question. Back tonight. Let's get back to the tracks. I said they might get slightly more tenuous. And that is just what's going to happen right now. Thanks to a lady who suggested this earlier on social media. We're now going to hear from Wham. Are you racking your brains? What Wham song could possibly, slightly tenuously, link to fruit in some way or another? Can you tell from this intro? Yes, is it coming? Oh, yes. Thanks to Naomi Bushell in Norfolk. Time to enjoy a little bit of Wham and Club Tropicana.
Sunshine, there's enough for everyone.
Phoenix FM.
I will admit, the end of that song has always slightly annoyed me. A little bit unnecessary, I thought. But anyway, good track. Club Tropicana, thanks to Naomi Bushell. Loosely linked to fruit juice and fruit in some way or another, as all the ones you're going to hear left in the show are. We've got quite a lot to squeeze in, so maybe a little bit less talking, but I couldn't let this moment pass without reading out a message I've just had from regular show contributor Ron Wilmot. I have to say, this is a good one. I have castigated Mrs. Ron Wilmot in the past for sending in, well, let's just say, occasionally unfunny jokes. But I think he's done well here. Bear in mind the topic of tonight's show. Ron says this: my Granny Smith went to a royal gala as a pink lady. She was the envy of everyone as she sang jazz. Unfortunately, she got crushed. She was beside herself. Oh, yes. Well done, Ron. Yes, you've excelled yourself with that. Very, very impressive. Yes, I was going to do a pun to celebrate that with you, but I'm going to save it for later on in the show. You'll understand why when we get a couple of tracks down the line. Anyway, Ben's Impossible Question now up and running. The winner of that will also be my Legend of the Week. A few good answers have come in. If you want to put your answer down, get to Ben Simmons Radio or Ben Simmons on Facebook and find the correct place to leave a comment with your guess as to how many items of fruit are in my house right now. That is Ben's Impossible Question for tonight.
Not true. That's impossible.
It certainly is. It's not meant to be easy, but have a guess. It can't hurt, can it? Just be slightly interactive on the show that goes like this tonight. Steve Chappelle was. He suggested I play Tutti Frutti by Little Richard. Well done, sir.
But she's the girl that I love best.
For Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And I've got to get a move on with the old tracks or I won't squeeze them all in. To that end, less talking from me in this little break. Time to get on to another one. A great suggestion from Andre Vincent out there, a brother water rat and fellow comedian. Good to hear from you, Andre. Here's a little bit of this. Time to go underground with the jam. It's all kinds of fruit. Well done, sir.
People might say my life is in a rut. I'm quite happy with what I got.
people might say that I should strive for more. But I'm so happy, I can see the same things happening here today. A show of strength with your boys' brigade. I'm so happy and you're so kind. You want more money, of course, I don't mind. To my nuclear textbooks for atomic brains. And the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing, society's got. I'm going underground. The brass bands play up, start to pound, going underground. Well, the boys all sing, or let the boys all shout for tomorrow. Some people might get some pleasure out of hate me. I've got enough already on my plate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging between the facts. You see, here's what you get. You've made your bed, you better lie in it. Choose your leaders and place your trust. As their lies watch you down and their promises rust. Losing killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up the society wants. I'm going underground. Well, the brass bands play up, please start to pound. Going underground. So let the boys all sing, or let the boys all shout for tomorrow. La 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 la. La 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 la. We're talking, we're talking till my head explodes. I turn on the news and my body explodes. It's brain sheet on my TV screen. But this boy shout, but this boy scream. Going underground. Going underground. Going underground. I'm going underground.
Phoenix FM.
The Jam and Going Underground, suggested by Andre Vincent in the run-up to this programme. Thank you very much for doing that. And thanks to all of you who've been involved in some way or another tonight. Paul Milton's been on the chat on the Mixcloud webcam feed. And he reminded me about looking up what is the heaviest fruit in the world. And apparently, the current world record holder for the heaviest fruit is a pumpkin. You know, pumpkins can get quite large, but what about this? Right, this is mind-blowing. The pumpkin that holds the record is 1,190 kilograms. That's over a metric ton for one pumpkin. Imagine carving that at Halloween. Put a few candles in it. You could probably put the whole bonfire in that. That'd scare a lot of people and make some impressive shadows. Yes, 1,190 kilos. Blimey. And I don't think I've ever said blimey on this show before. But yes, Paul Milton, you were right. The heaviest fruit in the world is a pumpkin. If you want to compare records, the heaviest vegetable in the world is a carrot at 10 kilograms. Yep, absolutely true. So, nothing like the heaviest pumpkin. Wow. Okay, well, it's nearly 25 past seven, and I've still got to squeeze in how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tracks before I leave you. That doesn't sound too difficult. I think it's entirely doable. So, yeah. Shall we have another one then? This is why I didn't go overboard with Ron Wilmot's apple puns, which were fabulous, because I was going to mention the Pips in thanking him, or trying to get hold of him on the phone, but all I could hear were the Pips. But I decided to avoid that. I've done it now. Because the next track, loosely fruit-related, is Midnight Train to Georgia. It's Gladys Knight and the Pips. Huge thanks to Alan in Lincolnshire, who also has the difficult task of being my uncle.
For the man,
too much
come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back. The world he left behind not so long ago. He's leaving,
leaving
on that midnight train to Georgia.
On the midnight train. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Said he's going back.
Going back
to a simpler place and time. Oh, yes. I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mine.
That world is his and hers alone.
He kept dreaming,
dreaming,
ooh, that someday he'd be a star.
A superstar, but he didn't get far.
But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And remember, if you want to be my legend of the week tonight, you've got to have a guess at Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
It's a fruit-based show for Ben's impossible question tonight. How many items of fruit are in my house right now? That's fresh fruit And that's a bunch of bananas can be many items, not just one. It can be however many individual bananas there are. People have then speculated as to whether I've got a bunch of grapes and how many individual grapes that may contain. Well, that's for me to know and you to find out in about 25 minutes time. There is a place on Facebook you have to put your guess in the correct post where it says so. On my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, on my Ben Simmons personal page, there's a colourful image with an avatar of me asking for your guesses. Put your guess in that place and you are eligible. You could win Ben's Impossible Question and the Legend of the Week award tonight. Now, there's been some brilliant tenuous fruit tracks suggested for me on tonight's show by you lovely Legend listeners, and let's have a couple more of them right now, shall we? Here was one who suggested this. Bobo Robert suggested this, former Legend of the Week award winner on this very programme. You never can tell. That's not fruit related. Chuck Berry, that is.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. Tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. Truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Love that track. Chuck Berry, You Never Can Tell. I think that was on the soundtrack to Pulp Fiction in the early 90s, wasn't it? Anyway, somehow we've got into the final quarter of the show that goes like this. It's barely believable to me. It's veritably flown by once again. But we're not done yet. Still an awful lot to come. The resolution of Ben's Impossible Question and thus the Legend of the Week award, and we haven't even done celebrity birthdays, so let's put that right, shall we? Well, it's the 19th of January, not too many today, but Dolly Parton is 75 today, Jensen Button is 41 today, Michael Crawford is 79 years old today, Dennis Taylor is 72, and ex-pro tennis player Stefan Edberg is 55. And if it's your birthday, many happy returns of the day to you. There you go. Not a huge celebrity selection, but some good ones nonetheless. Frank Spencer, Dolly Parton, Jensen Button. That'd be an interesting dinner party, wouldn't it? Anyway, moving on. Well, we've got quite a few tracks still to come that loosely link to fruit that have been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners. And what about some more interesting, unbelievable, crazy fruit facts? Okay. There are over 1,000 different varieties of banana in nature, but most of them aren't good to eat. Most bananas sold in stores today are the Cavendish banana, chosen because of its resistance to fungal disease. There you go. And what about this? This is a good one. Apples increase mental alertness thanks to their high levels of boron. Eating an apple will deliver a more healthy energy boost than drinking a cup of coffee. There you go. That's a shocker of a fact, isn't it? I'll have a coffee to wake myself up. I need to be alert. No, I'll have an apple. Nobody says that, do they? They have apples to keep the doctor away. They don't have apples for alertness. Well, you can now, can't you? You learn something every week on this program. Not every day, because I'm not on every day. Anyway, what about more fruit facts? Cranberries can bounce. John Pegleg Webb discovered these little fruits can bounce when he dropped some cranberries down the stairs in 1880. Apparently, they have tiny air pockets inside which allow them to float and also to bounce. The higher a cranberry bounces, the better the cranberry. It's a weird way of testing, isn't it? Just drop this off the stairs. Oh, it came back. We'll keep that one. There we go. Cranberries bounce. Don't say you don't learn anything. It's literally not true. And don't say there aren't some extremely tenuously linked songs in tonight's show. Here's one of my favourites from Phil Whelans. Thank you, sir, for suggesting this. A Place in My Heart by Banana Muscuri. Very, very tenuous. Good effort, though, nonetheless. He bothered to send in, you know. Who's going to win Ben's impossible question tonight? How many items of fruit are there in my house? And do any of those pieces of fruit have a place in my heart? Thanks, Phil.
I got your letter yesterday from some small town I never knew. It told me you were on your way, but not where you were going. Said you're following the sun, but do you really know for sure that after all is said and done, just what it is you're looking for? There's a place in my heart I wish that your eyes could see. Heart may soon forget the song, then you may someday write the poem that tells your life in words of fire, but you will never have a home or find love that you desire. There's a place in my heart. Color of our room.
Phoenix FM.
I bet it's not often on Phoenix FM you get Nana Mouskouri played at about 20 to 8 in the evening. That's the beauty of the show that goes like this. Anything can happen. We're not constrained by genre of music on this programme or by time in which it was released on this programme. Oh no, we will play anything that links to the relevant theme of the show. National Juice Week is this week. We're talking about fruits. Banana Mouskouri. There's another very tenuous one coming up in a minute. But before that, I'm going to hit you up with some more fruit facts. Coconuts are an extremely popular fruit which contain antioxidants and many vitamins and minerals. The name coconut comes from 16th century Portuguese sailors. It's believed that the three holes on the coconut resembled a face, so the fruit was honoured with the word coco, meaning grin or grinning face in Portuguese. The nut part later was added on with the English language. We had some consternation about strawberries earlier on in the show. They're definitely not berries. They're not even technically a fruit. Their berries are defined as having their seeds on the inside. Strawberries are a pseudocarp, which we mentioned before, or a false fruit. The seeds on the outside of the strawberry are the real fruits. There we go. What about this? Vegetarians may be onto something. Pumpkin seeds contain more protein than an equal amount of ground beef. Broccoli also has more protein per calorie than steak. So there you go for a little bit of craziness and for vegetarians to feel good about themselves against meat eaters. And what about this? Chili peppers are often used as a spice, but they have the power to promote wound healing and blood clotting. Cayenne pepper helps regulate blood pressure and heal injuries. Whether you eat it or sprinkle it into a wound, it will help you heal faster. There you go. Next time you cut yourself, throw some pepper on it. It seems like that would really hurt, but it will help you heal. Now, when we were talking about fruits, yes, we've got some tenuous ones coming up, particularly ones that have made me laugh. Here's one I couldn't believe anybody didn't suggest this. It never came up, so I've suggested it myself. Time to save tonight. What am I talking about? Maybe now you know. There's the riff. Isn't he related to Nena Cherry? It's Eagle Eye Cherry. He's saving tonight.
All we need is candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me, let's delay our misery. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry. Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, and Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. I'll be gone. Tomorrow comes to take me away. I wish that I could stay. Girl, you know I've got to go. Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Love that track, Save Tonight from Eagle Eye Cherry. None of you Legend suggested it, so I've played it myself at my own behest. And I don't often use the word behest either. What about then some more wacky fruit facts on this 19th of January National Juice Week special here on the show that goes like this? Well, apparently, before the miracles of extravagant water systems, people used to carry around watermelons to stay hydrated because they're 92% water. Yes, a lot of fruits have very high water content anyway, but watermelons in particular, 92% water. And because it also had a thick skin which kept the water inside, it was perfect for the likes of explorers and people roaming the desert. Now, I don't know about this website that's put together this fact, but I get it for explorers. People roaming the desert. What are they talking about? Nomads? Because surely if you're lost and you get sort of stuck in the desert, you probably haven't got access to a watermelon unless you happen to be carrying one with you. But yeah, perfect for explorers and people roaming the desert. Watermelons. I love that. Also, here's another fact. Until 2015, raisin farmers in the United States had to set aside a certain amount of raisins to the National Raisin Reserve. There's even a raisin administrative committee to enforce the law. That was all done to control the price of raisins. Unbelievable. And avocados contain the most fat of any fruit or vegetable on the planet, since the trees release an enzyme that prevents the fruit from maturing fully while on the tree. Farmers can use the trees to store avocados until they're ready to go to the market, so they are always in season. You will definitely be able to get avocados all year round if you grow them yourself. There you go, fabulous. Right. Time for we've got a couple more tracks, then we sum up the show, then we'll have a play out track. It's getting to the home stretch of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. And this is probably the most tenuous Fruit Links track in the show, but one of you guys suggested it, so I've squeezed it in anyway. See what I did there? But this is Alicia Keys with No One. Hang on, how does that link to fruit, you're saying? Well, according to the person that suggested it, which was Phil Whelans again, he's already excelled himself with Banana Muscuri. It's Alicia Keys. No, I wasn't happy either. You let yourself down a little bit there, Phil. Anyway, whether it's kiwis or just keys, it's a hairy fruit, and this is No One.
Cause everything
Phoenix FM.
The fabulous Alicia Keys / Alicia Kiwis, but we'll gloss over that and not mention it again. Right, time for one more track, then we've got to sum up the entire show. So what's coming now? Well, this is one of my favourite suggestions, although it's ludicrous, from Gareth Kane. It's Melon Kim. Well done, mate. Respectable. Bit of Mel and Kim there, then, as the penultimate track.
Phoenix FM.
Well, we've got to sum up the entire show. Once again, I'd like to say it's been a blast. It certainly has for me. Hopefully for you guys listening as well. And, yeah, we're dealing with National Juice Week and some very great tracks that you've suggested in the run-up to the show and during the show. Hopefully we've got most of them on air for you. And what about the answer to Ben's impossible question?
Not true.
Well, on a fruit-based show, I had to ask, how many items of fresh fruit are there in my house right now? Listener Alex in Norfolk has pointed out, your wife might be eating all your fruit as you speak. The answer might be different in 20 minutes. It might be, but I'm going by what it was when I left the house, Alex. And remember, whoever gets nearest is also Legend of the Week tonight. So Naomi said 0, Siobhan said 7, Jed said 1, Keith said 27... Alex in Norfolk, after moaning about my wife eating them, has gone for 2. Fran has gone for 31. But nearest, with his guess of 22, is Paul Milton.
Yeah.
Huge congratulations, Paul. You weren't exactly right, but you were pretty close. It was 19. When I checked, there were the likes of lemons, there was apples, there were bananas and melon in my house. And totted them all up, it was 19. Here's a track to play us out. Supremes and You Can't Hurry Love. That doesn't link to fruit. Yes, it does. Motown, Berry Gordy. See you next week. Bye for now.